It's Thursday, September 26, 2024.
We don't want to go through this anymore, but we are going to have to.
Massive Hurricane Helene menaces Florida. Global warming doubled the odds of Central Europe's catastrophic flooding. Plus,
the choices we make today will determine our future for decades to come.
Biden promotes climate action at United Nations and Climate Week, but warns success is fragile.
All of those fragile successes and more straight ahead from BradBlog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Because you have energy on site in the country, we don't have any energy.
Oh, sure. You know why?
Sources.
Drill, baby, drill. That's did you know that's our national anthem?
True. This is your Green News Report.
We sing it before every ball game.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Okay, Desi Doyen, I guess you're on storm watch again with not one, but two hurricanes that you got to deal with right now.
Yes, as we go to air, evacuations are underway in Florida in advance of Hurricane Helene rapidly intensifying in the record hot Gulf of Mexico. Projected landfall on Thursday night as a dangerous Category 4 with deadly storm surge potentially of 20 feet. Most deaths in hurricanes are caused by flooding. Helene is likely to be a significant multi-billion dollar disaster. It is a geographically large storm, and impacts will extend far inland into southeastern states. It's the sixth hurricane to hit Florida in just 3 years. Frequent hurricane hits have caused many insurers to flee the state, driving up prices for homeowners.
And it's the second hurricane to hit within just these past 2 months. The Helene, as I understand it, is gunning for the same place that Hurricane Debby hit at the beginning of August.
Yes. And just a reminder, the right-wing Project 2025 calls for privatizing the National Weather Service, forcing Americans to pay for their free weather forecasts.
Yeah, we don't need that hurricane center. Let people pay for it.
Over in the also hot Pacific Ocean, Hurricane John, after making landfall on Monday as a Category 3 near Acapulco, has regenerated into a tropical storm off of Mexico's west coast.
Really?
And is forecast to make a second landfall.
Can that happen, that it actually spins up to a hurricane again?
Yes.
Oy.
In Central Europe, a new study by scientists at World Weather Attribution concludes that man-made climate change doubled the odds of the catastrophic rains and flooding that inundated the region 2 weeks ago. The 4 days of historic rainfall were the heaviest ever recorded in Central Europe, killing dozens and causing tens of billions of dollars in damage. The researchers said the floods are a stark glimpse of Europe's future. They warn that no country is prepared for the accelerating impacts of climate change. They urged policymakers to move faster to upgrade flood defenses and end fossil fuel use, warning, quote, until oil, gas, and coal are replaced with renewable energy, storms will unleash even heavier rainfall, driving economy-crippling floods. But OPEC is bullish that the world will remain addicted to oil. The oil cartel, in its annual forecast this week, projected that global oil demand will continue to grow through 2050, an outlier view that scientists say would lead to climate catastrophe.
Of course, but that's only because we're all idiots.
In New York City, during the annual Climate Week conference, police arrested more than 30 activists as they blocked the entrance to Citibank's headquarters. Quarters in Manhattan, demanding that the bank stop funding fossil fuel projects. Also during Climate Week, President Biden drew a stark contrast between Democrats and Republicans on energy and climate after his final address to the UN General Assembly. Biden celebrated his administration's vast climate accomplishments, like new standards that have slashed air and water pollution from industry, vehicles, and power plants, and the Democrats' Inflation Reduction Act, the single largest investment in climate action in U.S. history that has created hundreds of thousands of clean energy jobs, revitalized U.S. manufacturing and domestic supply chains, modernized the electric grid, and invested in innovation, environmental justice, and more. All Republicans voted against it and vow to repeal it, even though the vast majority of funding so far is going to Republican congressional districts.
You're welcome.
Biden warned that all of that climate progress can be undone if Trump and Republicans regain power.
He says he'd repeal the Inflation Reduction Act. He'd let our factories shut down. He'd move the world backwards. His denial of climate change condemns our future generations to a more dangerous world. And by the way, windmills do not cause cancer.
No, they don't. Thank you, Mr. President. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.